Attention. Attention. Jonas Savimba, leader of the Angolan counter-revolutionary organization, UNITA, was arrested earlier this week by the Zairean government in a new relationship between Zaire and Angola. The Marxist state led by Agostinho Neto. This was a surprising breakthrough. Jonas Savimba was close to Mobutu in political thought. Nevertheless, the leader of the reactionary counter-revolutionary organization of UNITA was arrested by the Zairean government. According to the report, Savimbi's, S-A-V-I-M-B-I-S, family is also being held under house arrest under these renewed close relations between Angola and Zaire. Angola, as you know, is pro-Soviet and pro-Cuban. To date, Angolan officials in the United States have been unavailable for either comment on the news or to verify its accuracy. But the news agency says informed sources indicate the move is related to recent agreements between the Marxist Republic of Angola and Zaire to bring about normalization of relations on all scores and levels between the two countries. More than 80,000 people gathered at Peace Park in Hiroshima and offered a one-minute tribute to the victims of the atomic bombing of the city, which killed more than 250,000 people immediately on that day, August 6, 1945. Meanwhile, 9,000 people from peace organizations around the world met at an international conference for the total abolition of nuclear weapons and relief to bomb victims in Bakushi, H-I-B-A-K-U-S-H-A. Officials here say that 69 Japanese citizens have died in the past month alone as a result of the after effects of the insane and barbaric criminal bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which now, it has been revealed, was done merely to keep the Soviets from being in the negotiations of the surrender of the Japanese, who had already unconditionally surrendered to the Allies, but the USA wanted a direct unconditional surrender to Western imperialism. Mass protests against the use of nuclear power, nuclear weapons, the barbaric neutron bomb, and in memory of the victims of the atomic bomb were held throughout the world. Large-scale war games involving land, naval, and air forces are now in progress in Portugal under the code name MARS 78, according to an official statement released in Lisbon by the Socialist Party. The maneuvers are aimed at getting the Portuguese army adjusted to NATO's norms. NATO is the lackey capitalist of U.S. imperialism. The step-up of NATO's activities in Portugal has coincided and run along with the severe worsening of Portugal's political situation due to the manipulations of the International Monetary Fund and the socialist government inability to nationalize the means of production and the means of distribution, as has been done here in Guyana. The United Nations Security Council sanctions against Rhodesia has lodged a protest against attempts by the USA to unilaterally abolish international economic sanctions against the racist and fascist Ian Smith regime. United States Senate has been considering the Helms Amendment, which if adopted would enable the U.S. to circumvent UN sanctions and open trade links with Salisbury, as you now know they have done. A right-wing military coup ousted Honduras President General Juan Alberto Melgar, M-E-L-G-A-R, and set up a right-wing military junta led by the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, General Policarpo Paz Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, who has reportedly close links with the CIA. Plagued by continual labor strife, Israeli journalists shut down the nation's news for 30 hours for a two-day going out strike. The last week marks the 7th anniversary of British policy of concentration internment without trial in troubled Northern Ireland of those who wish their liberation. Celebration, the government is sending an additional 1,500 troops to the colony, bringing total occupational forces to 14,000. The British fearless government says it fears an upsurge in liberation efforts leading to violence during this period. London. A wave of letter and parcel bombs aimed at trade unionist and left organizations hit the offices of the British Communist Party newspaper Morning Star Monday morning. Luckily, no one was seriously injured by the blast. The week before, the Morning Star letter bombs were delivered to various other anti-fascist organizations and bookstores, including the Anti-Nazi League, which has recently held massive demonstrations against the rising, rapidly growing neo-Nazi National Front in Britain. The bombings were all claimed by the fascist organizations called Column 88. Paris. The French Communist Party demanded the immediate release of Reverend Ben Chavis and the remaining imprisoned Wilmington 10 in a letter delivered to the United States Embassy on this weekend by a delegation of top-ranking party leaders. The French Communist Party went on to say its release from Paris, France. The United States had no right whatsoever to intrude into the internal affairs of the Soviet Union when Sharansky had been clearly revealed, even according to Newsweek magazine, as conveying secret government information, highly secret government information to the CIA. The USA has made a human rights example out of Sharansky, who has been imprisoned and exiled by the Soviets on charges of espionage. Santiago, Chile. Adding to the 200 million handout given the Chilean military junta by the People's Republic of China in 1976-77 is a new economic agreement between the two nations. China will export $10 million to Chile while importing $2.5 million from the junta. China is also set to make large copper purchases from Chile, further propping up the more moderate military regime. Inconsistency with China's doctrine of three worlds, hoping to woo Chile away from the USA orbit. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, voted 35-4 to urge all member nations to stop supplying South Africa immediately with oil and to halt investments in the apartheid concentration camp nation. The USA, England, France, and West Germany descended. They didn't go forward, of course. And nine nations abstained. Washington. The U.S. government reported that the nations of the world spend $750,000 a minute on arms, or a total of $400 billion a year. That is 2.5 times the amount spent on public health, the government said, for the world's population. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has just passed a $36.9 billion authorization for military procurement, part of the $119.4 billion military appropriations bill, which is expected to pass the Congress this year, though is threatened to be vetoed by President Carter because of Stennis, where our conspiracy began, head of the Armed Services Committee, pushing for a nuclear aircraft that in no way would be necessary to the U.S. defense posture. Cologne, Germany. The public prosecutor here has charged Kurt Liska, L-I-S-C-H-K, Nazi Gestapo chief in wartime Paris, with complicity in murdering at least 33,000 Jews during World War II. No date has been set for the trial at the Cologne District Court, and he remains at liberty, strangely enough, in West Germany, the puppet of U.S. capitalism, until the proceedings start. All capital crimes are supposed to be unbailable. You're not supposed to be out on bail. Not only has he killed one, but 33,000, and he is not even given any bail. He's walking free at large until proceedings start. This is the horrible, horrifying rise of Nazism in Germany, capitalist Germany of today. West Germans report that neo-Nazis 40% since January of this year. They've also been aided by British and American Nazis who have been coming for various conventions throughout West Germany, which prides itself, unashamedly now, as being the inheritor of Hitler. Jewish graveyards nearly everywhere have been desecrated with Nazi swastikas on every tombstone. Congress blocks home rule for D.C. Hope of winning full voting representation in Congress for the District of Columbia, which is predominantly black, is being blocked by conservative senators, supporters of the proposed constitutional amendment, which would give Washington, D.C. its absolute right to elect two senators and a congressperson, are faced with a wide variety of procedural problems. Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd, longtime right-winger, former Ku Klux Klan member, has not been able to obtain agreement on limiting debate time for the amendment, therefore bringing the process to a standstill. Various reasons have been given for opposing the D.C. measure, but proponents argue that the opposition's real reason are that anyone elected by D.C. will fit four twos, too liberal, too black, too democratic, and too urban. That's racism, American style. Ex-CIA agent Philip Agee, A-G-E-E, has begun a worldwide campaign to uncover and identify every U.S. intelligence officer working around the world, though his life has been threatened numerous times in recent weeks. Agee has given his supporters detailed instructions on how to find intelligence officers and exert pressure to have them expelled from their host countries. CIA and Senators Barry Goldwater, Senator Stennis, of course. Rock conspiracy began, and Senator Lloyd Benson are trying to stop him. AG also announced the publication of a new bi-monthly publication called Covert Action Information Bulletin, whose aim will be to expose CI agents and other intelligence officers for the fascists that they are. Black jobless rate jumps. The nation's unemployment rate jumped to a 6.7% in July. The Labor Department reported last week the rise was the largest monthly increase in unemployment since March of 1975. California's unemployment rate increased from 7.2% to 8.2%. Nationally, the unemployment rate for black workers, however, climbed to 13.5% in July, while the unemployment rate for black teenagers decreased slightly, it still stands at nearly 47%. White unemployment rose by 5.3%, having been 4.9% in June. Well, this is the sum and substance of the news, a basic synopsis. Other news is being given to you under the library. Be sure that you get all the news that you can. Last, I think, Philadelphia blacks have been attacked in a pre-dawn raid. Police, in responding to news inquiries, said we're dealing with a psychotic bunch of revolutionists. Get the death penalty back. Put them into the electric chair, and I'll pull the switch, were the words of arch-conservative Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, former police chief and commissioner, following the bloody pre-dawn police raid on the house of the predominantly black group known as MOVE, which has been subjected to vicious Gestapo police siege since May of last year, because of its opposition to conventional middle-class lifestyles. Imagine this statement. I repeat it again in closing. Mayor Frank Rizzo of Philadelphia, we're dealing with the psychotic bunch of revolutionists. Get the death penalty back. Put them into the electric chair, and I'll pull the switch. Those were the words of the reactionary mayor of Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo, who I'm sorry to say strongly represents the mood, the terrifying mood of USA these days. Good news, good study, good production. I love you very, very much. Be sure that we keep our community clean, be helpful to each other, produce so that we can get our people to liberation in the land of promise. All that were here were very, very impressed. Dr. Goodlett called it a paradise, and he was moved to tears. At one point, he was just astounded at what we've achieved as he moved about freely talking to different ones. So let us be grateful. Tonight there will be the showing, Hearts and Minds. We request that all study the film for testing. It is the request of our honorable guest, famous author, chief investigator, House Investigation on Assassinations, Select Assassinations Committee, one of the primary forces in bringing it about, doing the groundwork in the conspiracy behind, on the conspiracy behind the murder of King and the Kennedys. He would like to see it. We'll all see it with him at the dark hour, whatever time that is. Much new study, because we need knowledge to be sensitive. Sensitivity makes us loyal, makes us good socialists, to extend our cooperation and protects our children and our seniors and all of this beautiful community. Much love.